Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are continuing with Hilchos Kiddush, and today we will start talking about the sugya of Kiddush b'makom suda. The halacha is that Kiddush has to be in the place where you eat the suda, and you have to eat something immediately afterwards. If you're not mekayim the Kiddush b'makom suda, if it's not b'makom suda, you're not yotze Kiddush, and you can't eat without making Kiddush. So therefore it's very important to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush b'makom suda. There's two parts of Kiddush b'makom suda. First of all, the Kiddush has to be in the Makarim where you're going to eat the Suda. That's number one. The place where you eat the Suda, you have to make Kiddush in that place. And number two is, you have to eat the Suda right after Kiddush. And we will expound on both these Nekudos. First of all, the reason for Kiddush Makom Suda, they bring down from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, V'karosel Shabbos Oinig, the Rishonim brings this, V'karosel Shabbos Oinig, and we darshan that B'Makarim Kriya Shomtei Oinig. Makarim Kriya is the Kiddush. The place where you make Kiddush, that is where the Oinig should be. That's where the Suda should be. Now, we'll start with the second thing we spoke out, that you have to eat the Suda right after Kiddush. So the Rama writes, the Lashon is like this, V'tzorach lecha b'mokim ha-kiddush la'alter. You have to eat in the mokim kiddush right away. Mr. Bruce speaks out, means, V'l'yafsik ha-filus man katzer. And the Rama says, O'oi, shiye b'dayte lecha sham miyad. Which means, at least, you have to have, that should be the plan. Av'b'lavach ya'filu ocha b'mokim kiddush en yoytza. But the Rama says, no, if you plan on eating later, then you're not yoytze Kiddush at all. That means like this. Let's say you're making Kiddush now, but you don't want to eat now, you're not hungry. So halacha is, you are not yoytze Kiddush. Or if you're mafsik in a way that's a hesek adas gomer, you take a nap in between Kiddush and the Suda, you're not yoytze the Kiddush. And you're still not allowed to eat, because the Kiddush has to be right before the Suda has to be eaten right after the Kiddush. Now, so therefore, you should be very careful not to be mafsik. But if you make Kiddush and you plan to be mafsik something, l'tzarech ha-Suda, that's not called a hafsik. But even that, lechatchila, you should be machmir to try to eat the Suda as close as possible to the Kiddush. It's brought down that the Chavetz Chaim was noyig not even to leave the room to wash his hands with Tilas Adayim. He washed his hands with Tilas Adayim in the room where he ate the Suda. The same thing Chazanish also noyig at that. But the Maaseh, the Kaf HaChaim writes that if it's Tzarech Tilas Adayim, that's called Tzarech Suda, and it's not a Chashash. And kvadumali, that's the Minig HaOlam, that the Olam goes out of the dining room to wash the hands. Then not everyone has the yecholus to have a washing sink in the dining room, but there is such an inyan like that in order that you should go straight from the Kiddush into the Suda. Now, let's say someone made Kiddush and he left the house, and after he came back, so if he's not out for a very long time, so even though it's not al-Khatrila, but with the Eved, he is Yoytze Kiddush. It means even though he left the house, but it's as long as he didn't go for a very long time, and he comes back to the Makom where he made Kiddush, he is Yoytze. But again, l'chatchila, you should not leave the house between the Kiddush and the Suda. You should try to make the Suda as quick as possible to the Kiddush. They actually ask that on by Seder night, Leil Seder, you make Kiddush, and then it takes 2-3 hours until you eat the Suda. So where's the Kiddush Makom Suda? So on that, Rosh Hashanah already answers that since you say the Agada, and that's the way it's set up by Chazal, the Leil Seder, therefore it's all called Tzarech Suda, and that's not called a Hefzik, given it's a long time. But on a regular Shabbos, l'chatchila, you should eat the Suda immediately after Kiddush.